Hello.
Hi there. Good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Am I speaking with Mr. Moreno?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. In which state do you currently live? California, other?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced County.
Thank you. All of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All calls on a cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, can you please provide me with the year you were born?
64.
1965?
Four.
Oh, 64. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian white, African American, Hispanic, Asian,
Hispanic.
American? Hispanic, thank you.
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school
technical school.
Okay. Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of it.
Could that be, I'm sorry, what was that?
I approve of it, what he's doing.
Okay, would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the Joe, what job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Oh, Gavin?
Gavin, yes, I'm sorry, Gavin.
Yeah, I disapprove.
And would that be somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Okay. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion.
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria.
Somewhat favorable.
No, I'm sorry. Would that be unfavorable or favorable?
I'm sorry. Do that again. What was that? What was
yes. Esmeralda Soria, would that be favorable or unfavorable? Heard of? No opinion? Never heard of.
Soria.
Okay.
Soria.
Soria, but would that be favorable or unfavorable?
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Yes. Esmeralda Soria, would you consider that as favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Homelessness, taxes, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, climate change, healthcare, education, inflation and the cost of living?
Education.
Education, okay.
Mm.
Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president? Would that be U.S. Senate?
Yes.
10? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or mm-hmm. Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Sori, a Democrat, a state assembly member? Or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Soria.
Soria? Would that be definitely, mm-hmm. probably, or lean?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
What was the second choice? Was that three choices or just two?
These are just the two choices. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off the wrong track?
I think it's headed in the right direction.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, stayed the same?
Decreased.
Okay. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay. There's a few statements. Okay, I'll read them out to you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote? Somewhat less likely to vote? Much less likely to vote? No difference.
Actually, I have no opinion on this thing because I don't know who she is at all, so... I really have no opinion on Garcia.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in the law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference.
Much more likely to vote.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
Somewhat less likely to vote.
Much more less likely to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother?
Soria.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, first statement. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off private health insurance. Would that be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference?
Somewhat less likely to vote.
Much less likely to vote, you say?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely. What you're telling me, these are all facts? Is that not voted?
These are just statements. They're statements, but they're statements, sir. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost done, I promise. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother?
I feel like I'd vote for Joanna Rose.
For Garcia Rose? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And would that be strong Democrat, not so strong Democrat, lean to Democrat?
Not so strong.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate,
okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
That's a tough one. I guess I'd have to say pro-choice.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate. On that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues, would you or would you not vote for against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would? No, you would not.
No, I would not.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. That includes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great evening. Thank you for being patient with us.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.